And another American ally in Asia has interrupted democracy, at least temporarily this week. It's the former Soviet Republic of Georgia.
The pro-American government there, it just sent 2,000 soldiers to Iraq, declared a state of emergency on Wednesday. It sent in riot police to end protests and closed some television stations that had been critical of the president. Reporter Lawrence Sheets is in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi, and he joins me now. And Lawrence, what's the scene there like now?
Just earlier this evening, we've had a surprise announcement by the president of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili, on national television, in which he announced early elections, a huge surprise, to take place on January 5th, both presidential and parliamentary elections to be held together. That had been one of the demands of the opposition, early elections. And that's the big news this evening. The city itself is still partially occupied by military units and special forces units, which had cracked down on these demonstrators yesterday. There are many fewer people on the streets than there would normally be in Tbilisi.
And the Georgian president, Mikhail Saakashvili, he was educated in the West. He's sort of seen as pro-U.S., pro-democracy, moving away from Russia. So what's going on here?
Well, there's no difference of opinion in general between most of the opposition groups and the government of President Saakashvili in terms of its relationship with the West and wanting to move away from Russia. That's not a point of contention. What has been a point of contention is the increasing concentration of power in the president's hands, in President Saakashvili's hands, and the way in which he uses it. He has a rather abrasive emotional style, which tends to rub a lot of people the wrong way, and that the police were being used to persecute opponents of the government. It is true that when Mikhail Saakashvili came to power in 2003, he was revered as the darling of the West and a Democrat in a very authoritarian neighborhood in the former Soviet Union. But over the last 6 months, there's been an increasing amount of criticism from Europe and from the United States and complaints about backsliding on democracy in Georgia.
And Georgia does want to join NATO, and is, I think, from what I've read, the president has been blaming Russia for stirring up this trouble.
Yes, that's one of the claims that President Saakashvili made when he made this surprise, huge announcement on national TV earlier this evening. He said that the state had the full authority to break up these demonstrations because they're an attempt to damage the image of Georgia abroad. In terms of Russia, yes, the president and his entourage said that Russia had a hand in organizing these demonstrations because Russia is dead set against Georgia joining NATO, and Russia and Georgia have a history of 15 years of very poor relations.
Reporter Lawrence Sheets reporting from the Georgian capital of Tbilisi. Lawrence, thank you.
You're welcome.